submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Hear, hear. KillRadio.org, hear, hear. My name's Mark. My co-DJ, John Hirschfield, is somewhere in Europe right now. I don't know where exactly. I don't have his itinerary. He is being guest subbed, so to speak, by another DJ by the name of John, who, if you've listened to the show before, you got to listen to John and I, John Daly, sub for John Hirschfield. So it made it easy since our intro says Mark and John, nothing had to change. Sounds the same, but I guess I had to disclose that it was a different John this time. John is running late. He's trying to find parking here. He called me like 5 minutes ago saying, I haven't found parking yet. I go, wow, why are you calling me? You should be looking for parking. So why don't we get straight to music while we figure that out? This is a band called Cute Phase. Not only have they been played in our show before, but we were lucky enough to have them, in a sense, stripped down in a more or less acoustic version for the Hear Hear event that we did in April, I believe. It was the April one. Once a month, the third Sunday of every month, Hear Hear, this show, John and I, host a fundraiser for Kill Radio. Being that we're nonprofit and non-commercial, this is just a fun way that we get to raise money for this station of ours. And what's great is we get to show off bands that have submitted to this show, and we get to hear them live in a more or less acoustic version. So they actually were one of the surprises of the night. It was him on electric guitar and Layla on keyboard, and it just was a really beautiful sound. And so we're going to play some tracks from them. I'm going to use this new CD player that we got. I know it's pretty easy to use, but I'm going to make sure I did it right. But this is Cute Phase. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/cutephase. That's CutePhase. You're listening to Cute Phase on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Heaven sent. I see right through you. I don't know how you do it. We'll be right back.
John, I don't know if we have a mic for you. Are you mic two?
I could be mic two.
Oh,
I could
you're
be
mic two.
Mic three.
You're mic
I
two.
I am mic two. Are you
yep.
sure?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
No.
Then you got the correct.
Then I got the correct mic.
Pod. Yeah.
So tell me something. Where'd you park, Glendale?
Oh wow! I sound so good on the radio, Mark. I don't know if you've noticed.
We're not on
this,
the radio.
I sound
we're on internet radio.
Good. I parked. I thought I was parking in Little Armenia. Apparently, I parked in actual Armenia. So it was kind of a trek getting back here. You know, I used to live in Koreatown. Actually, I had friends who lived here. And when I first moved up to L.A., I used to come stay with them up here on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
And the parking has always been atrocious here for years. One of the times I went to visit them and I went to park, I parked so far away from my parking spot that I was literally one subway stop back away from their house. I took the subway back to their house. That's a true story.
That's funny.
I'm done now. I can go home. Thank you. Good night.
Good. What you can do is you can take the mic off the stand so you don't have to look towards that corner like you've been bad.
I like looking towards the corner. Like I'm a what?
Like you've been bad.
Oh,
it's like you're in punishment,
bad.
Like your microphone in the corner kind of thing. So
I have been bad, Mark.
So again, that was Cute Phase. They're a local LA band. They've been played on this show before.
Their press package is awesome.
Yeah, everyone.
Did you see this thing?
Yeah, no, we love their press package. It's just the colors, everything.
Shiny folder, and it's got Adam
it's been
and
spray
Leela
painted.
And Bryce.
Yeah. And I don't know why they don't have a picture of Kevin. They're all really...
Yeah, well, what's up with that?
I don't know. They're all really handsome guys. I want to see more photos.
Leela, too, is a very handsome guy.
No, Leela is overwhelmingly pretty.
She is. Like, she's beautiful.
At the event, she was too hard to look at, and one of the funny things about her, while she was...
the gay man in the corner.
I know. While she was playing keyboards when they were performing, her... I was sitting next to this guy I was dating and was dating. And
what happened? Well, we'll get to that.
No, we won't. What happened was I go, God, she's really pretty, isn't she? He goes, yes. Did you notice her tattoos? And look at the photo of her tattoos. I don't know if you'll see them. They're on her ankles. Look what those are.
Are they bats?
They're bats.
Wow.
That's to me
batty,
just said,
Mark.
she's a dangerous girl.
She is a dangerous
girl. She looks like
girl.
The sweetest girl in the world. Can you do that?
Yeah. I can do it twice. I'll pull it out. I'll stick it back
can
in
you put the CD away? But yeah, so that's Cute Phase. MySpace page is myspace.com/cutephase.
So they're all good musicians and adorable.
They're based
like
here in
win-win.
Los Angeles. So, I had more or less a pretty quiet weekend. Friday I went out, had fun.
Uh-huh.
Just got drank some beers.
Can you expand on that, Mark?
No, I just drank some beers. I bought a hat.
That's fantastic. I bought a coat.
This weekend?
It was last week, but it carried into the weekend because I've been wearing it so much.
Oh, I see. Now, the hat I bought, this shows where, you know, the environment you live in just starts to take over you. I live in a very Latino area of Los Angeles. I live in Boyle Heights, which is like the beginning of East LA. And you see a lot of trucks driving by that say Michoacan on the back and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
which means?
It's a state in, I think it's a state or it might be a city in Mexico. So
I think it's a province.
I'm at this bar downtown called La Costeña, which is this total like blowout bar downtown. Really fun. I end up always usually dancing with tranny chicks there. But
awesome.
But one guy went to try a hat. He's like, oh, I want to try that hat. So he tries it on and he buys it. I'm like, wow, how much are these hats? They're like only $7. They're baseball caps. I almost wore it today, but I thought it looked like an idiot, so I didn't wear it. But this one is total Michoacan. It says Michoacan.
Oh, that's awesome. And I want one of those.
You should. We'll have to go together and get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get you one. So it's great. Now all I need is like a Virgin Mary sticker in the back of my car and maybe some stickers of some ox on the side of my car.
I have a Virgin Mary nightlight, actually. I'm very proud of it.
Really?
I found it at the 99 cent store. What a find. Come on.
Wow.
Can you guess how much it was? Oh, please continue with your story.
Was it 2 for $99? You got the Virgin of Guadalupe and Jesus?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to music. This is an artist that has submitted to us before. Both as in his solo project as well as with the group that he's involved with in Boston. They're called Indigo Babies, but he's been sending us stuff with his solo kind of performances. His name is Tristan Namaste. We've played him before. We're going to play him again. His MySpace page is myspace.com/namastemusicpro. Again, he's located in Boston, Massachusetts. This is a song called Aha. You are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
See you in a bit.
Wake up, you've taken.
Yeah. So do you mind the
so
light
you broke
on?
Up with your boyfriend and then what happened?
Do you if I had a boyfriend to break up with, oh, do you mind the lights on?
No, I don't mind the lights on.
Okay, well then don't talk to me in that tone of voice when we're off mic, okay?
What are you talking about?
That was the Mystic Underground. They're out of New York City. They've submitted to us before, and this is a song called Madeline.
I think I was just schooled.
What?
I think I was just schooled.
No, that was harmless. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/themysticunderground. I like them a lot. I'm glad they submitted again. So if you gentlemen are listening, assuming that you're gentlemen, don't take offense if you're not. please submit again. You guys are great. And again, before that was Tristan Namaste, formerly known as with the band Indigo Babies. Perhaps he's still with them. I don't know. I haven't heard from them in a while. VTech and all those guys. But he's out of Boston, Massachusetts. His MySpace page is myspace.com/namastemusicpro. And that song was called Aha. So I kind of was boring in how I described my weekend. Did you have anything to share about yours at all?
Not really, no. I did create world peace, and that was exciting. But
which world is this?
This would be the world apparently that you and I don't live in.
Yeah, no.
But a world apart.
You need to work harder.
I need to work harder
on
what?
Creating world peace between
at world
us.
Peace or on this bit or both.
No, you need to work harder on creating world peace,
hey, Mark. Yes. But put world peace on the back burner for a second. We've got stickers.
On our show, we always get stickers, John.
Do you?
You have a deprived
show. DJ Egads sent us stickers, and they're awesome. There's like a little stereo here. There's wings.
On your show, Standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
Which
people
is on
only
Fridays.
Bring, yeah, Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m.
Do they bring t-shirts?
They bring t-shirts.
Oh, see, that's cool.
They bring stickers, but not this kind of stickers. They bring like bumper stickers. But these stickers are cool. There's a little stereo here with like some sort of devilish angel wings.
Wow, those sound like the type of wings I would have.
Definitely.
Kind of.
You'd have a
conflicted wings.
An angel wing on one shoulder and a devil wing on the other.
So I'd fly lopsided, probably. Which do you think would be more stronger in terms of strength and velocity and speed?
The devil.
The devil wings would be stronger than angel wings?
Yeah, because the devil wings have to be fast to snatch your soul. And the angel wings, they just kind of float around, you know, in the ethereal. And they're like, ho-hum, I'm going to stop the truck from hitting you.
And angel wings are more like a pigeon's wings? And a devil's wings are more like bats or maybe a dragon?
I think the devil's wings are more like a raven. And the angel's wings.
Whoa, 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 whoa. When have we ever seen devil's wings be in any way bird-like? Never. They've always been raptor.
That's how the devil fools you, man. That's how the devil fools you.
I love having these conversations about hypotheticals and yet somehow.
What do you mean hypothetical?
Applying logic to it. Like, did you ever see the movie Donnie Darko?
Oh, I love Donnie Darko.
Remember when they were talking about the Smurfs and he goes off and starts applying all this logic about Smurfette and Gargamel and all that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Those two had something going on, but that's neither here nor there.
And who in Donnie Darko had something going on?
No, Smurfette and Gargamel. Oh. We all know that.
No. So we're going to have the same argument. that Donnie playing, Darko had.
they were playing dumb. They had to put up a front for the other Smurfs. Okay, look, you're the one girl Smurf in a camp of like hundreds upon hundreds of annoying little blue men.
I'm sorry.
With penis issues. Who are right? Who are you gonna go? I mean, talk about some serious blue ball. I'm sorry, I've gone way.
Well, the last time you were here,
ever intended to.
The last time you were here, we spent half the show talking about urine.
How can
and
you
urination.
Not talk about Mayan and urine? How can you not talk about the Smurfs without mentioning the obvious health problems that they have with blue ball?
Well, I don't know about that, but I see. Maybe it's my kind of gay perspective, but I can only imagine them wearing those tight white pants.
You have a remarkable knack for moving on from my unnecessary.
Oh, I wouldn't give yourself that much compliments.
See.
So do you have anything you want to share
tight,
from your weekend?
Tight white pants. This but is... what's the tight white pants going to do for you? You think they have a lot Smurf wise going on down there?
Look, it doesn't matter where you get
your. Yes and no.
It doesn't matter where you get your appetite. It's as long as you eat your meals at home. So
when they say they're two apples high, they're not talking about, you know, head to toe.
What? Stupid.
They're two apples high. Everybody knows Smurfs are two apples high.
Two apples high. They're not that big.
Yeah, they're two apples high.
Is that what? Really? Yep. I thought they were smaller than that.
Nope, they're two apples high.
When I saw that cartoon scale-wise, they seem smaller than that.
Yeah, well, the physics of cartoons can sometimes be skewed, Mark. I don't want to
boost
your...
So why don't we check out the sticker giver? What's this artist's name?
Okay, so it's DJ Egads.
Egads. And where's he out of?
He's a San Diego native, but he now lives in San Francisco. Great. And actually, he's from my hometown. I grew up in San Diego, too. So maybe he was my neighbor. I don't know.
Cool.
If he was your neighbor,
he probably moved away very quickly.
Yeah, the picture here, he looks like he's going to fuck me up. So I don't know.
Awesome. Does he have a MySpace page?
I'm sure he does.
I wrote it on there, John.
It's myspace.com/DJEGADS. Don't give me your crap.
Well, I wrote it out. I did all this.
It's like
ahead
a thousand pieces of information.
No, it's just
sheet.
Funny. I wrote it out there pretty big, and I see you looking at the bottom of the page. I know
yeah,
it's in
because
the
here's all the other information. He's at www.DJEGADS.com and www.
How do you spell DJEGADS?
DJEGADZ.
Z, motherfucker, Z. So let's hear these two tracks. What are these two tracks we're going to hear?
We're going to hear... What are we doing? One and two here? We're going to hear Grim Advantage Part 1 and Grim Advantage... Wait for it. That's right, Part 2.
So Part 1 and Part 2. So it's kind of like a saga here we're going to go into.
I just blew my nose on the microphone.
Ew.
I don't want to alarm anybody.
Usually I have hair growing on my microphone, so that's probably what causes the hair to grow.
Kill the hair.
Yeah. Well, let's go to it now. This is DJ Egads. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Yo.
I knew you were going to say something cute, so I waited to play.
Yo.
Cause Welcome back.
Got some ocean going on there in the background.
Nice. I'm going to fade that out. That CD just fades into one after there's no like silence, which is nice. I like that. I really do. I really, really do. So again, that was...
I'm awestruck. I'm sitting in silence.
That was DJ Egads. What's his MySpace page? MySpace-a-page?
His MySpace page.
I know exactly.
It's myspace.com/DJ Egads. Now, why couldn't I come up with a good voice when I was doing The People Who Do That? I don't know. When's that show on? People Who Do That is on Tuesdays from 7 to 8, if my memory serves.
Yeah, and that's kind of a political comedy sketch show, right?
Yeah, it's political comedy. It's pomedy, as we call it in the radio business.
Oh.
And it's... yeah, they do a good show.
Why isn't it promedy?
Because promedy, that's
palalamy.
That's crazy talk. Palalamy is when you have more than one comedy, and it's not legally sanctioned, but
polygamy,
you do it anyways.
Yeah. Polycomedy.
Palamedy.
Polycomedromy.
Polycomedromedy.
Yes. So again, DJ Egads, he's based in San Francisco now. His MySpace page is myspace.com/DJ Egads. That's Egads with a Z.
DJ Egads. Gads.
Cool. All right. So in a couple weeks, once again, we have the Hear Hear benefit.
Excitement.
Yes. The Hear Hear benefit happening at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. This is where... John and I. Do you want to help me co-host that?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
If you don't,
I'll do it.
Why? I'm asking you on the air, which is kind of putting you on the spot.
No, it's not putting me on the spot at all. Fucking asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking pressure.
Yeah, I'll do it. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So
I don't get too intertwined in this show though, because there's that legal thing between me and John Hirschfield and the 500 feet. But yeah, we could totally do that. Sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, John's in another country, so he's 3,000 miles away. So you can do whatever.
It shouldn't
fuck
be a problem.
Want.
Yeah.
I may have a sixth band. I'm trying to get that taken care of, but I for sure have one, two. Actually, I for sure have four bands, so I'm hoping I have five. I need to check. I need to get everything firmed up this week.
Did you know I'm in a band, Mark?
Shut up.
Yeah, seriously. Go to myspace.com/bananamustache. Check it out.
I am not having a...
You could see it right now.
Has Bananas Mustache submitted to Hear
Here? We've never actually played anywhere.
Have you submitted to Hear Here?
No, because we've never actually created music.
Okay, then I can't have you on the show. Oh. That's the only rule we have.
That's probably good. I don't think we're quite ready to perform, seeing as how I can't actually play a musical instrument.
We don't even have a rule that you have to be good to play at these live events, although all the bands we pick we know are. And
yeah,
who I have confirmed so far is Dread Days, who actually played on the show when you were last here. They've played before. Artist by the name of Jeffrey Scott. Lauren Weinbach. And also the Revolutionary Youth League, who
sounds cool.
Yeah, they're very cool. They just called me just now just to say how excited they were about playing in a couple
weeks.
That's
awesome.
So it's kind of funny. So I'm hoping to get one or two more bands. There's one artist I haven't heard back from yet, and the other one I need just confirmation of. But if that means I have to do four bands this month, so be it. I'm not going to – the time is
That's
now.
That's not a killer,
basically.
You know. No. But our last thing was four bands. So
yeah. So what's great about this event, it is a fundraiser for killradio.org. Kill Radio is non-commercial and non-profit.
And anti-corporate.
And anti-corporate radio. We are pro-independent media. And that voice. And
anti-corporati.
Giving the opportunity for those who don't get heard by the... are you laughing at what you're saying to yourself?
Yeah. I can't hold it
anymore.
He's
resting his hand his head into his lap because he thinks he just said the cutest, funniest thing
in
the world.
No, I don't. I think it's the stupidest, most benign,
I'm sorry,
ridiculous thing in the world. That's why I'm laughing.
See, I do the same face. So I was ridiculous. Confused. But yeah.
You know when else I do this face? Please continue.
Thank you so much. So these bands, and perhaps more, will be performing live. It's an acoustic event at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. To find out more information, you can go to lostsouls.com to find out about Lost Souls.
Which is a great venue. Regardless, you know, it's a great place.
It's located in downtown Los Angeles in the Old Bank District. And,
definite friends of Kill Radio.
I don't believe, one of the owners is a DJ here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He does Lost Souls Radio on Saturdays. But I don't know if I don't have any information up yet on our website. I will this week on our MySpace page, I should say. And, of course, we'll get that on the Kill Radio website as well. So if you're in Los Angeles or plan on being in Los Angeles, the third Sunday, which is two Sundays from now, look forward to it and see these bands.
And apparently
live.
I'm going
to
be there, too, on stage.
Yeah,
so you can get my autograph, John Daly. And we're probably going to be giving away free stuff, too, right?
No.
We're not going to be giving away free stuff. However, there will be lots of music, and it's only
$5. Well, we'll have to think about that, because the raffles have turned out just to be such a painful...
Did you see the raffle we tried to do at Mr. T's Bowl?
No, I think I was drunk at that point.
Yeah, wow. At one point, I just started throwing stuff into the crowd. It was
I was there, because I
it
kept...
It was so ridiculous.
I was yelling out the wrong answers. You said, what's Kill Radio's website?
Yeah, you were doing good, actually. You were drawing in the crowd.
I said, killradio.com.
It was cute, and people laughed. They knew what you were talking about.
How many... Well, I was super high at that point.
Uh-huh.
How many,
and everybody knew.
How many commercials per hour? I said, like, 50.
Yeah, that was good.
I had fun doing that. That was great. And you were a good sport about it, too, because you could have thought I was being obnoxious, but I guess I was hitting the right tone, right?
Asshole.
Oh, so now
No, you were.
All right,
so... It was all good.
So that's upcoming, and you know, again, Kill Radio is non-profit, non-commercial. Sometimes you might hear us when we move in our chairs that we have squeaky chairs. It's because it was donated probably 1,000 years ago by the offspring of... Jesus.
That's true. And your donations helped us to implement things like squeaks in these chairs. So we really appreciate it. Now, actually...
Actually, we got a new CD player with this professional CD system. It's
we finally have a real DJ CD player.
Yeah,
so
that's
if you ever wonder if your contributions help, they went directly to that. And we can actually play music now in a good way. So
now, they didn't go to what I'm about to play, but they did go to... They do go to the support of the station. I'd like to go to our next band, if that's okay.
Let's do it.
It's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a band called L1011. They are also a local band. Mm. They're all instrumental, really great music, really great guys. It's just a guitarist and a drummer and lots of pedals, total pedal power. So we're going to hear two songs. Again, this is L1011. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/L1011, which is ELTENELEVEN. So L like El Taco, L1011. This is a track called Bye Mom. You are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Me likey.
Thank you.
John, come back here. John, do you want to do it again? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was talking totally to Bob, the invisible intern.
Yeah, there's this mic stand behind us, and you put your jacket on it, then you put your sunglasses around it, so it looks like the invisible man is staring at me. I keep turning around going, So let me take another picture of it real quick. Stand up next to it. Aw, cute couple. I got to turn out that sound. I don't want anyone to know I'm taking photos of them. You're not even looking at the camera. You look like you're forlorn. You look like some weird Russian intellectual in this photo.
I was born forlorn, actually. It's a rare condition.
So that, again, was L1011. They're a local band. I've actually known the guitarist, Christian, for a while. We used to be neighbors way back when I first moved to Silver Lake. And I saw them play at the Scene in Glendale. God, was that even this year? It was the early part of this year. This year is flying by when I think about it. You've been in the Scene before, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
I'd never been there before, and there's a great hookah place across the street that actually not only has a lot of outdoor seating, but has really great food. And all the hookah places I go in this neighborhood, I don't know if you've ever been to any of them around here, they're dumps.
Yeah, and they have, like, bags of chips and
fluorescent lighting. And this
hookah.
Place
yeah,
is, like
an industrial.
Palatial, but it's also surrounded by all these underage people, so it's kind of a weird kind of Armenian, right. Middle Eastern valley scene. So you feel like you're entering into a subculture kind of. Anyway, too much information. So, that's where I'd ran into Christian again. He was performing there. I think that was January. Again, L1011, their MySpace page is myspace.com/L1011. And anything you want to say? Is there anything you want to say, John?
There isn't time, Mark. There isn't time.
We have time.
There's a time, Mark. Yeah, actually, there is something I want to say. Something about Kill Radio. We are launching a brand new community calendar here at Kill Radio. We had a previous one, and I painstakingly entered the stuff myself. And all of that is going to change now, and it's going to be amazing. So check it out tomorrow. It's launching. We're having our grand launching for it. Go to killradio.org tomorrow and see. It's going to have all sorts of events on it. You can plan out your entire week, your entire month, actually.
Right. And what's great is the launch party tomorrow that's happening at the frozen food section of the 99 Cent store. So John and I will be there handing out tater tots and fish sticks.
You're a whore, Mark.
What? I want to promote the community hub. So we're going to be there in the frozen food section, which is a total
I'm
scene.
I'm totally down with that. I'm totally
the problem
down
is
with that.
There's a we're going to have to, like, there's a lot of people kind of squat in that area, so we're going to have to kick them out.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of frozen food looky-loos that hang out
Well,
there,
there's so, also just a lot of immigrant families and trannies in that area, too, that we're just going to have to be – we're going to have to gentrify it for the people.
And that's what we do here at Kill Radio.
Yeah.
Promote gentrification.
I'm going to be wearing my conquistador hat, and I'm going to have a big, huge spear. And I'm probably going to be holding the Bible. So I'm going to make it kind of like a cute crusade-y kind of thing. Is that all right? What are you going to be wearing?
I am going to look like Hal Sparks from the old version of Talk Soup.
Oh, my God. I used to have such a crush on him.
I'm going to put a little white thing in my hair, and I'm going to go out there and just
Hal
be
Sparks
marvelous.
Hal Sparks didn't have a white thing in his hair. That was the guy before him.
Who was the guy before? Oh, you're right. Hal Sparks just had the cute little lisp.
He was the one that was also
He was lispy.
No, he didn't have a lisp.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he had a slight.
He
and then he was on
lisp.
What
was
that? What
lisp.
Was that show on Showtime?
Yeah,
the gay one.
Which one?
I can't remember which one. I know, not the L word, but the one that came out before that was the remake of the British version.
The boy show. The boy.
Yeah, what's it
the boy town show.
It wasn't called that.
No, it wasn't called that. It's called the British version was actually far superior.
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk. Yes.
No, actually, I don't know. The British one ended horribly.
I never saw the ending. I just saw a little bit of the British one.
It was good. And the American one I thought was really good. There was one point where
poppy music. I like
there was one point where Hal Sparks' legs were in the air. You can't go wrong with Hal Sparks' legs in the air. So I want to see you if you're going to dress up like him tomorrow at the launch of our
you
new community.
You
want to
see my legs in the air?
Yeah, in the frozen food section.
What else are you going to do in the frozen food section of the 99 cent store? Do you know I wrote an article about the 99 cent store?
Really?
You can read it online, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Google it.
Well, do you want to give the address or come on?
I don't know it. I'm going to have to Google it.
All right. Well,
please
we'll
continue.
Let's go to music now. We're going to I forgot who we're going to next. I believe this is El Tree. This is an artist who's submitted to us before. This is a song called Besame. And then after that, we're going into a band which has a very interesting name. It's VXPXC. Where are they located, John? Are they here in Los Angeles? Oh, no. John's
yes,
so unprepared.
Yes, they are located here in Los Angeles. My sheet just fucking disappeared. Where'd it go?
I like how you you Google yourself, John Daly 99, and the first thing that comes up is John Carpenter. That's interesting.
Yeah, John Carpenter and I have
John
had
Carpenter
some issues.
Of, is that John Carpenter as in
the Carpenters?
Horror director or as in
the Carpenters?
The Carpenters. Really?
It's actually the same person. I don't know okay. if you're aware of that. VXPXC, pronounced VXPXC.
Got it.
Is an improv three-piece from Los Angeles. And a lot of their stuff, well, they're actually kind
let's
of
hear
an eclectic
from them. Let's hear more about them after we hear their song. Because we're first going to go to Eltree.
You just set me up to talk about them.
No, I just asked you where they were from, and then you start going on and on and on. I go, oh, by the way, John, could you go on and on and on? Thanks.
They are yes, I can, Mark. Thank you. They
no.
are from Echo Park.
Echo Park. Awesome. So let's start off with Eltree. This is a song called Bésame. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Para hablar, mejor bésame, bésame, bésame y no digas nada. Yo no cambio por nada del mundo los besos que tú me das. No hay nada en esta vida que me guste más. Bésame, bésame, bésame y no digas nada. Quiero que me beses una y mil veces más. No me importa después lo que pueda pasar. Quiero que me beses con mucha pasión, como le hacen en el cine y en la televisión. Yo no quiero que me des un besito en la mejilla. No quiero que me mandes besos por el celular. Mejor bésame, bésame y bésame sin parar. Sin parar.
Okay, so
that was sweet.
VXPXC. And
they're in Echo Park.
They are in Echo Park.
I heard that. That was actually when I was on the paddle boats at Echo Park. You hear that weird sound in the wind. It's mystical.
Yeah. I have no response to that, sir.
You're such a smart person, John, and I love when I make you look dumbfounded. And I've done it a lot today so far. You just looked at me and went, you kind of did that dog. So, but they are located here in Echo Park, right?
Yeah, and they're actually the same people who do the Echo Curio, which is a little art gallery there in Echo Park on Sunset. So,
oh, really? Where is that located? It's on Sunset, and do you know where? Sunset.
Yeah, it's 1519 Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. You thought I wouldn't have the actual address?
No, I'm just interested. I think it's great.
Right now, they have an exhibit going on, actually, which is handmade or homemade CD art. And they have whole walls of art that people have made for CDs. And there's a CD tree. They drew a tree on the wall and stuck all these things to the wall. So you can walk up and you can just stick a CD up there, and then you take a CD home with you.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's the art gallery that they run.
Yes.
VXPXC. And do they have a MySpace page or a website or anything?
They do have a MySpace. They do have a website. That's a combination, MySpace and website. And they have a website listed, wxpxc.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can email them if you're interested at vxpxcindex, I-N-D-E-X, at gmail.com.
Cool.
And I'm sure they'd be happy to play more music for you. And sometimes they play there live, I believe, at the Echo Curio.
Wow.
So you can go down there and check it out.
I will have to check that out. Thank you. And that's something you actually brought in yourself. So that wasn't...
Uh-huh.
That was, thank you so much. I love stuff like that where there's something else, especially when it's... They're located here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. That's great. I went down there to their CD exhibit, and I put up... we had a hand-drawn Kill Radio CD that I produced a long time ago called Kill Corporate Radio. So we put that up in the tree.
Oh, I remember that. I remember you had that at the Sunset Junction event, right?
Right,
You did that specifically for that one like 2 years ago?
Like 3 years ago, yeah.
Almost 3 years ago, yeah. That's when I first came on to Kill Radio. That's why I remember it.
Yeah.
It has like antennas.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It has this woman with a knife, and she's like cutting down radio towers, right?
Remember you and I...
Hand-drawn by
Alexis
Tosis. Sorry, drew that. She's a brilliant artist.
Remember you and I hung out at the... Sunset Junction event, like in the very beginning, like I was new and I just dived into Kill Radio.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to help with Sunset Junction. And I think I remember buying hangers from the 99 cent store.
Yeah, taught you a lesson, didn't it? I'm going to help with Sunset Junction.
Fuck that. No, it's fun.
Sunset Junction used to be fun. They've changed all their politics now. It's no longer considered a community event, it's a private event.
Right.
So now they can charge whatever they want.
Well,
unfortunate.
Yeah, I'd have to look more deeply. I guess
John
how
Daly
I feel about
politics
that.
There, so.
So, good. I want to share something I talked about on the show that came on before this. The new show that I do, I told you about. It's the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I have a pseudonym, DJ Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, which is like Marquis, but the Marquis de Sade spelling.
Right.
The show's all about online activism, and I shared some issues that are happening on the national level with the Bush administration wanting to increase the number of snowmobiles in Yellowstone National Park. I guess the current number that are allowed is 250. They want to increase that to 720.
Now, Mark, this has actually been going on for a long time. I actually did a story on this 4 years ago. It's come up again.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just... Like, they're just not going to give up on this thing.
Right.
So
well,
people
that's
need to be proactive.
So, yeah, I'll have the archive of that show available later today, I hope. You can find out more information about that issue. But also, I shared a number of other issues, like with Planned Parenthood, about Target having a consistent policy regarding emergency contraception. Their pharmacists have the right to deny emergency contraception to women who seek it out, who have a prescription for it. And et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things I wanted to share is in town right now, there's a play going on called The Gift of Peace. It's actually an original play. And what it is there's legislation before Congress right now introduced by Dennis Kucinich. And I actually remember when he was running for president in the primaries, he talked about this Department of Peace. And what was so horrifically enlightening about it is when I heard about a Department of Peace, I said, well, that's bullshit. I said, that's not possible. How primitive and fucked up is our culture that a Department of Peace seems insane? That shows what an insane world we live in. So,
or even that it's necessary.
Well, exactly. I mean, you go to the next step after that, you know? Yeah. So here is this legislation before Congress to create a Department of Peace and Nonviolence. And this play, it's an original play, is being performed right now here in Los Angeles. They actually performed it in Washington, D.C. and throughout the country. And it's in Hollywood right now. Being performed this Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock. If you want to find out more information, you can go to thegiftofpeace.org. Again, that's thegiftofpeace.org. And I had one of the actresses on the show today talking about this play. It's actually a series of monologues. And from what I've read, it will just as much inspire you as it will aggravate you and hopefully cause us to rise to action about this, you know, important issue that really could change the world.
It blows my mind that we're all gung-ho about creating a war czar.
Right.
But we don't have – but a Department of Peace, oh, no, we can't have that.
Well, there's – you know, it's funny what the actress, Elisa Evans, said. She goes, there's no money in peace.
Yeah.
And I said, there's
which has been proven wrong by other radio stations, including Air America Radio.
That's true, actually, when you think about it.
There's
also
so much money
there's no
in peace.
Oil in peace.
Uh-huh.
So
also not true.
So anyway, it's actually performed in Hollywood at a place called the Science of Mind Center of Hollywood. It's actually where I practice my spirituality at. They're on Sunset Boulevard between like Gardner and Fairfax. But to give more information, just go to thegiftofpeace.org. And even though there's a general admission suggested of $15, they're going to accept any donation. So it'll be based on what you can afford, which I think is also great. But $15, that's going to the movies and getting one box of Milk Duds probably would cost you $15, right?
It's crazy.
For sure going to Arclight, that's almost $15.
I don't even
right
leave
there.
My house anymore. It's like $10 just to walk out my front door. So.
The tariff?
Yeah. You don't live in my neighborhood. You don't know what it's like.
So I just wanted to pass it on to you. Please check out thegiftofpeace.org on find out more information. I'm going to go on Saturday, so I'll be signing autographs there. Just joking. I just wanted to
you're doing
that.
My bit now. Now you're doing my bit.
It's so.
So you want to come into my house and sleep in my bed?
No.
Because that can be arranged.
I would have to get autographs for that from all the people that are already there. I go, oh, hey,
cha-ching!
Mark. Yeah. So anyway, so let's go to music. This is an
that
artist.
That was a compliment to me. Thank you.
This is an artist by the name of Graham Ramsey. He's been played on this show before. He is one of the people that was in that wave of the wave of invaders from Scotland that attacked us in October.
Scottish invasion.
Right. When we had like, God, it must have been like 30, 40 bands from Scotland send us music.
Haggis everywhere.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's supposedly going to be in town next week. He wants to visit our show. I don't know if he's going to play live. If he is, that's great. So I don't know what to expect, but he's coming by. But he submitted a track way back. It's called Skelp, and I'd like to play it now. Graham Ramsey, his MySpace page is myspace.com/GrahamRamsey, and it is in no way spelled the way that you would think American English would spell it. But you know what? It's spelled...
I speak American, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is how I spell it.
Well, I want to double check the spelling, make sure I spelled it right here before I give it out. Stop. So give me a moment because it looks different here than it is on his name. And it could be a typo. But let me just double check. Tab, paste, go. And I did it wrong.
Tab, paste, go. That's so going to be the name of my new band. Tab.
Okay, here it is. Good. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
That's
good because I was about to pad out our spiel here.
Okay, so his MySpace page is myspace.com/GrahamRamsey. That's GrahamRamsay.
No umlaut.
There's no umlauts in
because
the
he's not
language.
German. Because he's not German.
Exactly, Scotland. Thank you. So.
So I'm correct. What's
so
the problem?
He's from I don't know Scotland too well, but on his MySpace page he says he's from Glenrothes, Scotland.
That a picture of dogs swimming in a river. What is
no,
that?
No, that's probably some square that we should know about, but we don't because
no.
We're...
The other picture was what I was looking at. I was looking at the picture of the dog swimming in the river.
Let me introduce this artist. Why don't I? God,
go for it.
Why won't that hide? There we go. Okay, so we're gonna close you out. Close tabs. Yeah, he's out of Glenrothes, Scotland. His MySpace page is myspace.com/GrahamRamsey. That's GrahamRamsay. Oh, God. G-R-A-E-M-E-R-A-M-S-A-Y. Those are ducks, not dogs.
Well, you know about how ducks sometimes pretend to be... Well, anyways.
It's true. There's those type of ducks. I think they're in the near the Loch Ness that they mimic
they're
the
dog
action
ducks, and for short,
dogs.
They're still called ducks. So what
yeah,
are you
it's weird.
Do?
So this is a track called Skelp. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. What I love about this is it took us about, 5 minutes to get all this information out and finally play the song. So, Graham,
how long's the song? 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. 2.5 minutes. So Gramsy, Gramsy.
Oh, I can call him Gramsy when I meet him. Awesome.
Graham, if you're listening, thanks for submitting. We look forward to seeing you next week on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
I will see you soon, Gramsy.
killradio.org.
Definitely.
What show is this, John?
I'm a little bit hot here on this mic, I think.
You are?
Yeah.
You are hot.
I am hot.
Oh, you think maybe you're hotter than me?
Maybe you can turn my...
How's that?
Maybe you can turn my knob a little bit.
Oh, gosh darn it. DJ Air. Remember I did that so much last week? That was the first time I did that, or last time you were here?
No. I have that effect on people.
You do.
I have no memory of it. I think you gave me something that erased my memory.
Oh, how sweet.
Which would explain a lot of things. We're listening to Here
yes.
on killradio.org.
That last band was National Sunday Law. I actually ran into them that time I was at the scene, and I ran into L1011. And all of us who know everyone in L1011, we specifically went there to go see him. You know, National Sunday Law was there passing out CDs saying, hey, we're going to be playing here next week. And his attitude was like, well, if you like L1011, because they were also an instrumental band, we're just like them, but harder.
We're L1012.
Yeah, exactly. So they're great. So that track
was
called...
Turn it up a notch.
All their tracks have really long names, and so let me stretch this out on my iTunes playlist. That track we heard was called We Dragged Our Tusks for Miles and Miles Before the Plains Devoured Them.
They had to match the title length with the length of the actual audio track.
Yeah, that track was almost 10 minutes long. Yeah. So they're also based in Los Angeles. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/NationalSundayLaw. And so a lot of local bands here today.
Well, we like to do the local stuff.
You brought up real quick. You brought up that article you wrote about the 99 Cent Store. Why don't we give out that link? Because we kind of
we don't want to do that really.
Oh, so we don't want to show that to our listeners.
No,
we said we would, and now we don't want to.
It's pretty much a trail of tears.
We don't have to.
I don't know.
It looks like it's a real easy address to give off.
It's not an easy address at all. Mm. It's on ostrichank.com.
Can they search for it through there?
Yeah, it's called To Live and Die on 99 Cents by John Daly.
Did you take that photo?
Stores. No.
Or
no.
That's one of their photos?
That's one of their photos. It's completely pilfered from the 99 Cents store.
It's that type of image that you're seeing of all that crap in bright colors that makes you want to go in there.
Yeah, I love those stores.
It's bright colors. It's weird-ass cheap crap shit.
You can find good stuff in there.
Totally. But my friends said it best. It's kind of going into a museum.
Yeah.
But where you can buy weird shit.
Yeah.
Because there's some – just as much as the really cool stuff in there, there's the lamest, dumbest shit in there.
Have you been to the Museum of Jurassic Technology?
Not in a long time.
Los Angeles?
Not in a long time.
It's kind of like that.
And they're going to build a subway station right by it when the expo line's done.
I'm sure they'll have an exhibit on subways when that happens. And the invisible subway in Tokyo or something like that, I'm sure will show up there. Along with their micro art.
Yeah. So who do we have next? Did I get that CD from you?
This is going to be Swagger Boys,
nice.
Actually.
And I know based on their zip code, I think they're based up in Stockton. What's their MySpace page? Because I think the MySpace page that they gave us is for one of the artists actually in the band.
It's myspace.com/CAPONEAPT.
Yeah, it's Capone... Apt.
Capone.
Almost apt. Like Capone, like Godfather Capone. Mm-hmm. Apt, like apartment. Or apt to do something. Capone is apt to send us a CD.
Yeah, well, and one of the artists is El Capone.
So yeah, right.
El dash Capone. I like to pronounce it El Capone.
El Capone. Io sono immondizia bianca.
Ah, yeah, spaghetti and meatballs.
Do you know what I just said? In Italian, I just said I'm white trash.
Oh, okay. Well, I can say in French, I've... Voudrez-vous, est-ce que vous... forget it.
You spoke French in the last show, and we have a rule about no dying languages spoken on our show.
French is alive, my friend. Français, la vie, la vie.
I like when you grab the mic with the one hand so that your other arm could go up.
French.
You switched mic hands.
French, it is alive.
It is alive.
That's my Italian accent speaking about French. French, it is alive.
Well, my friend who would have called 99 Cent
Store. Vive la France.
My friend who had called the 99 Cent Store Museum, anytime we talked about French people, go, oh. I don't think French people make that sound.
No, they really don't.
They go, oh. I don't think they do that either.
No, they don't do any of those.
I think it's Pepe Le Pew did that.
Yeah. I dated a French girl for a while. She was from Canada, though, so it didn't really count.
She doesn't count. She's like Trailer Park
French. She failed. She went to high school with me, and she failed her high school French because her Montreal accent was so bad they couldn't understand a word she was saying.
God, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's a funny story.
That's hilarious.
People failing when they try to do something is always good humor found in that.
So let's go to this. This is Swagger Boys. They're based in...
I was going
to
speak French. Est-ce que vous voudrez boire quelque chose?
It is... how do you say? It is time that we play Swagger Boys, if you please. S'il vous plaît?
Bon.
Okay. So this is Swagger Wars. We're going to hear two tracks. What are they called?
I'm So Fla and What It Is.
What It Is?
What It Is.
Oh, What It Is.
I'm So Fla
and What It Is.
And What It Is.
What It Is. This is Swagger Boys. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Don't change that internet.
They
dial.
Sound just like this.
Yes, hustle motivated, get it with the best. Look to the sky, you will see the kid. Yeah, I'm a super fly, got it, I did. My goons boss up like schizo. 8 block, get rich, we official. Belt big business, talk big money. Diamonds in my teeth, got my mouth sunny. This boy got style, the opposite of bummy. Hungry for the gouda, you can hear my tummy. Bet I get guap. Let the truth pop, rearrange the rap game, sit back and watch. This is crack music, the new hustle. I got big business, call me the hood Russell. Boss tight, don't make me flex muscle. $1 million investments, I'ma make a double.
Stay fresh, gotta stay fly. 20s on the coupe, stay clean on the I'm so fly. And I'm so fly. See the wrists on chill, pocket full of tools, they trap boy fresh everywhere I know. And I'm so fly.
And I'm so fly.
Yeah, I stay fresh, bossed up, I'm so clean. White tee, ape shoes with the ape jeans. 20s on the coupe, pocket full of dough. A team full of killers, everywhere I go. Gotta do it big, ain't no small time. It's get rich, 8 block, yeah we all shining. Wrist full of ice, paper price is nice. Rookies giving flight, man I love this life. A beast on the mic, this work got me paid. Now I party like a rock star out of rave. Hot bottles get ripped in the club. See my neck and wrist, yeah a little mug. Now I shine lights, road lights, last on the piece, so it's gonna be a cold night. Came from the bottom to the top of the deck. I'm CEO now, so it's time to write checks. Stay fresh, gotta stay fly. 20s on the coupe, sitting clean on the
I'm so fly. And I'm so fly.
See the wrists on chill, pocket full of those. They trap boy fresh everywhere I know.
And I'm so fly.
I'm so fly. Yo, the kids stay fresh to death. I'm so official, like a ref. I got bops on the block, like the pimp you have. D-boy on the block, I got fire, baby. You might catch me in the black Mercedes. Diamonds on my neck, like the ice capes. Dose of Gabbana's a stunner shade. I'm the prince of the city, so you know I'm made. Taking big trips to Saint-Tropez. I get it how I live, so I love to play. My grill light up like a New York night. I just got off of a first-class flight. Haters keep hating, so they love my life. I gotta stay fly with a foreign chick and a foreign whip. I'm just that guy throwing racks in the air. Watch it fly.
I gotta stay fresh, gotta stay fly. 20s on the coupe, sitting clean on
and
the
I'm so fly. And I'm so fly.
See the wrist so chill, pocket full of clothes. They trap boy fresh everywhere I
and
go.
I'm so fly. I'm so fly.
fresh off the air. Your chick is choose, she love my swag. Yeah, I keep it thug, Capone's a gangster. 100% square, it's what your girl ranking. Don't be mad at me, that's how the game go. I'm respected with more stripes than a bango. Catch me in a club, at too low. Gotta stay fresh, wrist on froze. Yeah, do my thing, do it real big. Yeah, stay stunting all on. It's like what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is.
In the club looking super stunning, fresh to death, smelling like money. Money, chicks ain't where I'm trying to lace up. Hungry in the kitchen trying to bake something. Then I'm back to the streets trying to make something. I'm in hustle mode, holla if you need the word. Holla, fit a cap low, zone off the drove. I'm at bar and grills, bad b****s on the floor. I'm trying to see something, I mean a lot of ass. Need paper in my life, I mean a lot of cash. Junkie lace the purple with the hat, 40 cal in my jeans, trip by blast, sit by at you, take away your mask, the hood had me wrapped up, I was skipping class, put work on the turf, I was chasing cash, having my biz, so what it is,
catch me in a club, at too low, gotta stay fresh, wrist on froze, yeah, do my thing, do it real big, yeah, stay stunting all on it, like what it is, 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 what it is.
KillRadio.org, here.
I'm standing up for this one, Mark.
Oh, good.
It's going to be the stand-up show. It's your stand-up
show. That was fun. That was good. Yeah. I talked to, who hired me? I talked to, I'm going to say their manager or someone in the band. His name's Fred. I talked to him yesterday just to get some more information about the band. And they're actually coming down to kind of, I guess, promote themselves. So I guess there's more to hear from Swagger Boys and El Capone. Again, their MySpace page is myspace.com/CaponeAPT. MySpace.com/CaponeAPT. We heard two tracks. The first one was
I'm So Fly.
The second one was What It Is.
What It Is.
What It Is, not What A Tease. The way you were doing your accent, John, thank you so much.
What do you mean?
See, I couldn't understand what you were
it's
saying.
It's all what it is.
So,
what it is.
So, I need your next CD.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to play one of yours.
You know what? It is my turn, but I'm going into... Oh, you know, I'm already queued up. I'm sorry. I'm already queued up. But you're listening to here on killradio.org. This is Kill Radio's only submission show. Not only are we Kill Radio's only submission show, but I've done some research about submission shows out there. I actually heard one the other day on XM Radio. And again, they all filter.
Yeah.
We don't filter here on killradio.org. And you would think that would mean that we either are lazy slacker motherfuckers or that we...
Potentially.
Which is a possibility, but what I have found from doing this show by having no filter, which means we have, in a sense, no quality control... But it also means we have no inequality control.
And we have no quantity control.
No.
We will take it all.
So, band submit. If you submit a CD or a number of tracks, you will at least get one of those played.
But whatever happens, you will submit.
So, to find out more information about how to submit, and I highly recommend you read this information on our MySpace page, because bands have been submitting CDs and MP3s without giving me any information at all how to... to share more information about them, go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE. And you'll see there all the submissions information about submitting a CD and how to do that correctly, and how to submit MP3s and how to do that correctly. It's not necessarily correct, but it's the way we prefer, which makes it easy for us. We get a lot of submissions, so you don't have to ask permission. Please don't send us an email through our MySpace page. Hey, listen to my tracks I just uploaded. No, just send them. You don't need anyone's permission. We will play it, at least one song, and we want to, regardless. So thank you so much, Fred, and everyone with Swagger Boys up in Stockton. Good luck with you said you're coming down here tomorrow in L.A. to promote everything with your band. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all the bands who have submitted us since we've been doing this show since March of last year. And that brings us to did you something you want to say before we go to the next band?
No. Are we doing your band next?
Well, we're going to kind of do a mix between one of my submissions and one of yours. We're first going to start out. Maybe we'll why don't we share information about the band we end up with when we come back? But let's start off this set with a band from Stockholm, Sweden. They're called the Auto Dropouts. They're based.
I love the title.
This track is called "It's Over." Their MySpace page is myspace.com/theautodropouts, and that's very easy to say and spell and understand. There's no other really English word that kind of sounds like it. Where you go, what did he say? So let's go to him now. This is the Auto Dropouts. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
With John Daly, guest hosting with Mark.
Many years is it now since you last had a crush? That's a question. An answer for real, but I can't even tell her. The truth is, I don't care. There are just too many reasons, my dear. She whispers so softly to me. There's nothing here to say.
It's all in your mind.
Boy, that ended quickly.
Yes. Yes, it did.
I thought we had some time there. Nope. So,
I gotta put my pants back on. And
so,
come
what's the name of that band?
The band is called Convene.
I think it's Convenience, but Convenience? It's spelled C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-S.
Yeah.
But it's still pronounced Convenience. Convenience. Do you know where they're located?
I had no idea.
Let's see at this information, because sometimes this is what happens when bands don't make it easy
There's
for
no
us.
There's no simple way to find out.
Looks like they're, well, it says Illinois. So they're in Illinois.
Yeah.
They have this CD, which is called AT, or maybe it's AT. It's a variety of eclectic instrumental sound works. You can actually get it on CD Baby. That track we heard was called Sarab. Hoping I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's what they're all about. That's what they're all about.
Track one on AT.
Yeah.
Know why? Because that's where it's at.
It's where it's at. So we are running close on time here.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes left in the show. And I was going to do my whole soliloquy about my childhood and growing up.
Well, you're welcome to do that after the show's over, because there's not a show after us right now.
Excellent.
Which brings us...
Afterwards is margarita time, Mark. What are you talking about? You don't want to cut into margarita time. It's 4 o'clock.
Right. Which brings us to how Kill Radio has a lot of open spots in our calendar right now. And we are a nonprofit, non-commercial, and non-hierarchical internet radio station. So if you're based here in Los Angeles... And it's convenient for you to physically do a show here in our studios in beautiful Korea Lake, as we call this weird region between Koreatown and Silver Lake.
Yeah, it's K-Town Light.
You can be a DJ here at Kill Radio. If you want to find out more information how to be a DJ, there's some minimum requirements. And we do support the station with our own dues, because we are all volunteers. So you can email me at mark@killradio.org, or you can email John. And I believe, don't tell me it's, do you want me not to email you?
It's sro@killradio.org, which stands for Standing Room Only.
Right, which is your Friday show. But we're almost out of time, so let's go straight to music. But if you are interested in becoming a DJ, you know, we are wide open during the day, especially.
You do need to be alive. We don't want to get into that ridiculous predicament again.
I know. That was
a little bit embarrassing.
That was troubling. So, but we run things a little interesting here. We're a collective. There's no hierarchy. There's no president, vice president. We all have equal say, but that also means we have the responsibility of having the freedom of supporting the station called killradio.org. So you can email either of us, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org, or sro@killradio.org John.
Look up our membership documents by going to killradio.org and clicking on the About Us link, and you can get the new membership form and our Kill Radio docs. You can find out more about it.
And those are the updated ones?
No.
Those are the from 2001, right?
Yeah, the updated ones haven't been approved yet, but they will be shortly.
Okay, cool. So just to add to that, but let's go to music now. This is a band called Dead Rock West. They have been submitted to us.
I'm so proud of you, Mark.
I know. The whole time today, I've been saying their name
wrong for 2 hours.
I keep saying Dead Rocker. Dead Rocker East? No, but it's Dead Rock West. I think
Dead Rocker. I don't even know her.
I think they're an LA band.
Honey and Salt.
They were supported. They were. What's their web? Their website is www.deadrockwest.com. I'm going to double check that. Yes, www.deadrockwest.com. I looked at it and I remembered where it was, and I even know I showed it to you.
They
are so going to break up any second.
They
can tell.
Are. I don't know.
Okay, great.
I think they're out of San Diego, actually.
Okay, so. Well, they were submitted to us by our friends over at Gorgeous PR. They've submitted a lot of bands to us. That's how we got to have the Truckee Brothers on the show. That's how we got to have Scanners on the show, and we were going to have these guys on the show, and something kind of snafu'd out. So. Let's play a track for them. This is the first track off the album.
Yes.
It is called Highway 1. You are listening to
Here on killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
It's been a little while since you flashed that California smile. It's been some time since you touched that telephone dial. I got your letter. Would have been better to call, but I know it's not your style. Do you still drive up Highway 1, going way too fast, racing with the
song. Forget the past, just move on. It's been too much time to be without you still on my mind. Last night I dreamed that you came back. I couldn't speak. I sent you a letter. Might have been better to call, but you know I'm just a child. Do you still drive up Highway 1? Going way too fast, racing with the sun. Do you still sing that same old song? Forget the past, just move on. Just move.
Tell old Triton to
You're here. Killradio.org. John, are you awake?
I heard it. Good. I heard it all.
That was Kosio performing live in the Kill Radio studios. That was on May 21st. So that was a few weeks ago. They came in and took over the place. And they're actually going to be performing not the upcoming benefit, but the one that we're doing in July at La Soul. So I'm very excited about that. They have a great, unique sound live.
Go ahead.
No, go
ahead. It's so amazing that we have a studio here where we can have live bands perform. What other radio stations do you know, they play live performances, but actually have bands come in to their studio and play live?
I can think of one.
I can't think of any.
KCRW does.
Yeah.
So now he's just thought of them. But what's crazy is, you know, we have a really small studio. We shove them in there and we play them live. And again, we're non-commercial, non-profit, pro-independent voice. And I'll say it, even though I hate saying it, anti-corporate radio.
Why do you hate saying that?
Just because I feel like being against something gets us nowhere philosophically. It's like we're always looking at them when we should just go forward.
Why don't you say that we're pro-anti-corporate?
No, we're pro-independent, a voice and independent media. So that's that.
We're an alternative to corporate media.
We are an alternative to corporate media, which is... controlled by profit. If you remember the mission statement, I remember most of the mission statement. But we should thank all the bands. I gotta write one band down. But John, why don't you thank all the bands for us, starting from the last to the first? These are all the bands we're here today. I want to thank.
How do you even say them?
Kosio.
Kosio. Yeah. So thank you, Kosio, Dead Rock West. Convenience. I can't read. The Auto Dropouts.
You were here, right, when they played?
I believe I even put their CD in the tray.
Good.
Swagger Boys, National Sunday Law. Why don't you read the rest of them?
Are you having a hard time with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to thank Kosio, Dead Rock West, Convenience, The Auto Dropouts, Swagger Boys, National Sunday Law, Graham Ramsey, VXPXC, L3. L1011. Oh, that's first two in a row with L at the beginning. DJ Egads, The Mystic E-Gads. Underground, Tristan Namaste, and Cute Phase. What's great about this is some of these bands we've heard before. Some of them are local, and some of them are new. So it's been a great eclectic show today.
The trifecta.
Yes, and I want to just thank you, John, for coming in and being a part of the show while John Hirschfield is away in Europe, now finally legally bonking his wife, which is great.
Yeah, they've dropped all the lawsuits. It's looking good for John right now.
It
so
is.
That's good.
I'm so glad that now the Bush administration is out of John's bedroom, and now they're back focusing
on
mine.
Unfortunately, he had to take the train to Europe because of the whole no-fly list thing.
Right.
But he's doing well over there. So
thank you so much for coming today. Will we see you next week?
Yes.
All right, you didn't change your mind?
I'm thinking about it.
No, okay, good.
I'll be here next week.
So, yeah, next week we'll have more independent bands and more music and more.
And, hey, listen to my show this Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays.
Do you know what band you're having?
It's going to be a surprise band.
Okay. That's Standing Room Only Radio, webcast Fridays from
8 to 9 p.m.
8 to 9 p.m. here at killradio.org. Thank you so much for listening. That's it. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Let's go have margaritas.
No.
I'm ready.
No, I'll fall asleep.
It's 4 p.m.
Okay, I'm muting you right now.